Hi, this is a dictation for patient Cynthia Oliver, CYNTHIAOLIVER. Date of birth is 7/13/1959, date of accident 9/25/2024, and date of service is 11/4/2024. This is a new patient visit. The patient is here for an evaluation for her injuries and various symptoms that are coming out of her accident. The chief complaints according to her are pain, moderate pain in the head with neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, pain in both the shoulders, pain in both the hands and both hips, and both feet and ankle. According to her, the pain is shooting down to both arms and both legs. The patient does attribute all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 9/25/2024 as follows. On details of the accident are as follows. At 12:15 p.m. on 9/25/2024, patient was driving restrained in an Infiniti EX350 car where she was driving at around 25 miles or less near Detroit on John C. Lodge in Wayne State area. She reported that she was going northbound Lodge Service Drive, and another car backed out of a parking structure into her car and into the oncoming traffic and hit her car by the back of her car. Although she tried to avoid her by moving to the other lane, but the accident did happen. Report that she was wearing a seatbelt, the airbags did not deploy, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police came to the scene. A police report was made. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene, and she didn't go to the hospital ER same day. She reports that as far as the damage is to the front passenger side, the car seems like total. There was a fender, hood, and tires were damaged, and there are no damage to inside structures like headrest, seatbelt, steering wheel, console, or dashboard, and the window glasses are not broken. The injury patient report that she has no damage to her chest, pelvic, abdomen, although the neck whiplash due to the seatbelt, back and forth head, but there was no direct trauma to the head, and she jerked a lot. Even her crown, which is in the mouth, artificial teeth, that became loose. And her breath became slightly painful. And she has injured her left knee by hitting to the dashboard. She reported that she went to the Corville Hospital Monday on 9:30 after a week to where the x-rays were done, treatment was provided. She was there for 4 to 5 hours. And she went there as she started feeling a little stiff. And she went to the work Saturday, in fact, and there she was quite dizzy while the elevator was going up to the third floor, but the dizziness went away. So the chief history of presenting illness, patient is having headaches that are located to the front and back and the temple, and they are seven to eight on a scale of 1 to 10. They're usually on the front part of the head and right temple. They're moderate and severe, and they're constant off and on, and they're sensitive to the noise. The symptoms of TBI that are reported by the patient are dizziness off and on, especially when leaning forward or going up and down the stairs, ringing in the ear off and on, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, and loss of concentration. Patient denies any taste problem or smell problem, and no vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. No history of memory loss, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion is reported. No seizures or loss of function. The patient does report of anxiety, which is moderate, sleep disturbance, which is moderate, and difficulty walking due to the pain, fatigue, weakness, numbness, and tingling of both arms, both legs, lethargy. Denies any saddle anesthesia, incontinence of the urine bowel, or life-threatening. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has continuous pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both hips, and both ankle and feet, which are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy, tender, splitting. They are from 4 to 10 in a severity of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected. A modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, walking, driving, and improved by medications and lying down and rest. He has x-rays done at the hospital at Corwell on 1 week after the accident, and nothing was found broken. At this time, she has a shooting pain to both arms up to the wrist, and a left thumb is also quite painful, and numbness and tingling is reported. No motor weakness is reported. Lower back pain is shooting down to both legs and affecting fourth and fifth toe. There's numbness and tingling. And her pain in the neck is around 4 to 5. Middle back pain, upper back pain are 5. Lower back pain is 7. Pain in both the hips is reported to be 5 or 6. Regarding the past treatment, patient has seen chiropractor for 1 week in Wyoming and had 6 visits. And she quit due to the insurance coverage, which is not covering this treatment. So far, she has had no physical therapy. And primary care she has done one time, who just talked to her and got a treatment for water aerobic, but she couldn't do it. Kindly review the records for the system review, as well as the surgical history, medications, allergy history, family history, and relationship status, personal, and current employment. She's an RN at a Tenet healthcare system. She's working on restrictions. And legal history is Daniel Padilla. Please review the personal history and ADLs. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 129 over 100, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100, height is 5.5 feet, and the weight is 127 pounds. A 65-year-old African-American female, of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And well-nourished, hydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient does appear to be slightly anxious and not lethargic. The patient does have a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk with antalgic gait slightly, but is not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical examination is same from the template. The lung examination is completely normal. No fractured ribs are identified. Psychiatric exam, neurological examination are all normal. In the musculature examination, kindly mention that bilateral trapezius and bilateral quadratus lumbar muscles are in spasm, but no trigger points are noticed, and there is a 2+ hypertonicity. Paravertebral muscles are in spasm from T6 to L5 bilaterally, with the tenderness of the C6, 7, and 8 spine, and L4, L5, S1 spine. And patient reports that musculoskeletal examination on inspection and palpation is normal, except for mild tenderness of C6, 7, 8, and L4, L5, and S1 spine. Paravertebral muscle spasm from T6 to L5 is noticed bilaterally with 1+ hypertonicity, no trigger points. And range of motion of the cervical spine is almost normal. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 30, beyond which she has a pain. Extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 15. And maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. The Sperling sign is positive. And Lerman test is positive. Destruction test, so all tests are negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test was negative. Slump test is negative. And in the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. TLR is positive. And Breger test is negative. Camp test is negative. Brudzinski-Kernick test negative. Bevilsky sign negative. SI joint, non-tender bilaterally. And all the testing are negative. Faber test is negative. And Gosselin test is negative. Distraction test negative. Iliac compression negative. Tending flexion test is negative. Examination of the extremities reveals the following. The gait is slightly antalgic, slow, but patient is able to walk without any adaptive device. Rest of the extremities except both the shoulders and both except for both the shoulder, the extremities are completely normal and no findings of any significance. No tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins are noticed. Quick test is negative. No lateral length discrepancy is noticed. Diagnosis, V8, in general, V8 9.2 X60, CNS R51, R42, TBI S06.9 XOS, anxiety F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, blunt chest trauma, left shoulder M25.512, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.80, S13.4XX, thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, M54.14, F54.08, S23.3XX, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XX. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both wrist, both ankle, both hips, along with the spasm, with massage, traction, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, laser treatment. These are all ordered for patient to recover. Patient is now placed on disability, housework replacement, and transportation help. Medications are provided, non-narcotic, Celebrex 200 mg a day for muscle for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codename number 4, 1Q12-hour PRN for pain relief, Elevil 50 mg PRN for GAD disorders, anxiety and pain relief, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Feosid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for the headaches. Lidocaine ointment are provided for topical pain relief. A drug urine toxin was ordered. Next were reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance. He does admit to taking marijuana, which is particularly fine. An MRI for the complete spine was ordered for the patient to identify the further issues, and they will be discussed on the next visit. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. No other MRIs, X-ray reports are available. No other records are available. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsychiatric evaluation, none. Attended care phase worker, none. Investigations, a complete MRI of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar spine is ordered to identify the damage. DMEs, the patient is ordered a back brace and a test unit. Education is yes. Weight loss program, none. Disability, patient is disabled. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.